This is the Dan and Maz Show.
Driving you home, it's the Dan and Maz Show. We are so excited for Miley Cyrus to bring her bangers tour to Australia. If you want your tickets, there's only a couple left, and all the info, head to daintygroup.com, and we are equally, if not more, excited to have the one, the only, Miley Cyrus on the phone right now. Hey, Miley!
Hey, you guys, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, that's an absolute pleasure. Whereabouts in the world are you at the moment, Miley?
I believe I'm in Santiago, I believe. I just came from Rio, I know that much. And I've got about two more shows here in South America, and then I'm on my way to Australia.
Yes! Awesome. Well, buenos dias.
Exactly. I know, I'm about to be very turned around. Find the day of my show, and they're like, but, you know, I'll technically have been 2 days for you, so you'll get... I'm like, I don't even know. I don't care what day it is or time it is.
Just so long as you get here.
Yeah, just tell me when I'm supposed to go down my tongue, and I'll be there. You know, otherwise, I don't really know.
Miley, are you bringing the full show to Australia? Because I've heard that in some parts of the world, you can't actually ship all the props into the country.
Yes, we got everything. I fought so hard for it, and we've successfully gotten the entire Bangers, original Bangers tour to Australia, and I'm really excited. You know, it's kind of a good thing for me because, well, in South America, there were certain venues that weren't able to do it in our lasers and all that stuff, so all the venues are able to take the whole show, and so I'm excited, but it was kind of good for me in South America because I have done so many of the same shows. We're on, like, our 90th show or something. It was kind of nice to do something a little different, and we kind of changed it to be from the biggest, highest production to kind of a low-fi and kind of fun, and like, at the end of my show, usually I go up on this giant, like, 10-foot lift, and I've just been going up on a step stool covered in glitter every night. Like, we got it at Home Depot.
Not quite as high tech.
No, just kind of making it a joke. We've just made it so cheap in a fun way, so it's like,
cool.
It's equally as crazy, but in, like, a really cheap way, so it's kind of fun.
So when you get to Australia and you do your tour around here, is this your last stop on this particular tour?
Yes, and, you know, it's kind of like a good and a bad thing. The thing that has been so good for me with tours that I've explained to everybody is this is the time in my life where tour was the best thing for me because, you know, even when I was going through hard things and, like, when I was in the middle of the tour, my dog died, which is the worst thing ever, and everyone kept telling me, you know, maybe you should get off the road and take a break and just heal. And, you know, what I tried to explain to kind of people was that the biggest and the best way for me to kind of heal through everything is being in front of these people every night because it's having 20,000 people just send so many loving vibes your way. And it's kind of almost like doing kind of like a really awesome acting exercise too because every night I kind of choose who I want to be. It's kind of part of me being me is I've always been someone that's kind of, you know, if I wasn't me, I might try to do like stand-up or something, you know. So it's kind of like doing a stand-up comedy because the show is so ridiculous and it's supposed to be very funny and I'm sliding down a tongue or I'm dressed as a chicken or whatever it's insane.
I like to think that somewhere in a different dimension you have become a stand-up comedian somewhere else. That's just I like that mental image. I like that image.
I think I might have.
This is the first time we've had you on the show, so we wouldn't mind if now we could take this time to just probe you a little bit.
Oh, great. I'm into that.
Great.
Good.
I'm an alien anyway, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, first timers on our show get our probing questions.
Probe all the newbies on the Dan and Maz Show.
And you've got to take it really seriously.
Okay, so we've got some serious music.
So I know you just said how funny and entertaining your show is,
this is serious.
Yeah.
All right.
Miley Cyrus, what is the most expensive thing that you have broken?
Oh, God. Well, there's a few things I did. I used to get in a lot of trouble when I was a kid. Surprise, surprise. my dad, we had this really huge barn that was filled with, like, you know, all these, like, motorcycles and all this stuff. And I don't know why, but because we had no neighbors, me and my brother, we went and we, like, vandalized the place.
Oh, Miley.
My dad, what he was most... Yeah, the reason he was most confused was most people vandalized other people's homes, not their own. And so my dad had this, like... So, we went and we tore up the entire place and, like, messed up all my dad's bikes and we broke all the windows in the place and, like, totally tore up the entire place. And I remember my dad showing up and finding us there with all the books and everything. And me and my brother just start running. We just start bolting and we hid out for a few hours because all we have was bananas and we're like, okay, we're going to have to go home and deal with this.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Yeah. Right. Miley, Trace, you're achy breaking my heart for these antics. All right. Question two.
Next question.
Question two, Miley. What would you rather eat a whole onion or a whole lemon?
Told you these questions were serious.
Onion.
Great. Question three.
Okay. What were the first words that came out of your mouth this morning?
Oh, I was having a dream about my friend that her and my security guard were getting in a fist fight. Oh. And I was like laughing kind of, but it was because it was a dream. But I was laughing and we were lost in Beverly Hills and she was fighting with my security guard. So I woke up and I was like, oh, I was just having a dream that you were getting punched in the face by my security.
Well, she was in your bedroom.
Yeah. I did a show last night. I actually did the show the most hungover I've ever been in my life because I was in Rio and we went out the night before. And so I did the most hungover show of all time, but it was actually one of the best shows we've had.
Wow.
But I was like, they'll love it. Like, everyone in Brazil will be so happy that I enjoyed their play.
Okay, Miley, final probing question. When was the last time you blew into a brass instrument?
I don't even care. Remember, does a bong count or no? Does that not? I guess that doesn't count as an instrument.
Yeah, and you're doing pretty well if it's made out of brass, I gotta say.
All right. Okay, cool.
Hey, Miley, thanks for spending the afternoon with us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much.
We'll see you when you get to Australia.
Yeah, head around Australia in October. Melbourne, Brizzy, Sydney, Adelaide and Perth. All the tickets, hit up daintygroup.com to check out Miley in her bangers tour. Miley Cyrus, thanks so much for coming on the Dan and Maz Show.
Bye, you guys.
Dan and Maz driving you home.
The Dan and Maz Show. Online now, danandmaz.com.